Hi everyone, it's Jo, and a Merry Christmas to everybody who celebrates it. And if you don't, well, I just hope you have a nice day anyway. I'm chilling in the lounge because we've been up since 7 because Jodie was that excited. She didn't go to bed till late. She couldn't get to sleep till after midnight, but she was still up at 7 bouncing around. Can we get up? Can we get up? So we just wait at Rob's making the sausage butties for us all. And we have, as I've said in a previous view, our friend's daughter Tammy staying with us over Christmas and New Year. And so we were up at 7 and the girls have opened all the presents. Jodie's main present was an alto saxophone because she's desperate to have lessons at school and she's thrilled. And she's got lots of stuff to do her bedroom over, lots of blue stuff because blue is her favourite colour. So she's going to be doing a bedroom makeover. She's got curtains, a rug, bedding, a massive throw off her Auntie Monica. She's got clothes and she's got lots of other things, riding gloves and a silk for her riding hat. And lots of great stuff. Tammy got lots of clothes and she's really pleased. And Tammy got Rob and I some gifts. She got us some smellies each and she got Jodie some nail varnishes, which was really sweet of her. And Jodie got Tammy some stuff out of her own pocket money. She got Tammy some jewellery, which was really nice. And Jodie got Rob and I some chockies, and she also made us it's like a wooden plaque in tech club at school with a snowman on it and Merry Christmas on it. So she did that all herself in tech club at school, so that's really nice. So yeah, it's a nice morning. The weather was a bit rubbish here to start off with, very rainy, but it's brightening up now and I'm snuggled up on the settee with Bonnie, who's very excited because she got dog treats and a squeaky hot dog. And the cats got some mice with long tails and some rattly balls. And Mitzi, who's our kitten, who's about 6 months old now, has carries these balls upstairs, drops them down the stairs and watches them roll all the way down the stairs. So she's quite a clever kitten. I'm sure she's half dog. So, but yeah, it's been a nice morning so far. We're just relaxing. The girls are just sorting out the different presents. I think they were making some jewellery because Jodie got a jewellery making kit as one of her presents. So they're upstairs, all snuggled up in the huge throw that Jodie's got, making jewellery and listening to Christmas music and various other things. So it's a nice relaxing morning now. We're going to have some breakfast. If it brightens up enough, we're going to take Bonnie down on the beach, but that's weather pending. And then we're heading down to the Endeavour, which is a local pub in Tynmouth, around about 1:30, because we're booked in for 2 o'clock to have our Christmas dinner there, which will be really, really nice. It's a pub that Rob calls his local. We do go in quite a bit. That lovely, friendly staff in there, and it should be really, really good. So it's lovely to have Tammy here over Christmas. She's a lovely girl. And so her and Jodie are getting on really, really well, which is perhaps as well because they're sharing a bedroom. So I shall know that to a boo from the Endeavour later. Are you going to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Robert? He'd much rather say bar humbug, really. The girls are upstairs, otherwise I'd get them to say Merry Christmas, but I've no doubt they'll join in with the boo later. Anyway, I hope everybody gets everything they want and has a lovely day, and I hope Christmas Day is all that you want it to be, and I shall catch up with you all later. Take care. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.